going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Clint did a real rom-com thing, and I'm going to get him back.
Oh!
I feel like it's not even a get him back. I feel like I owe him, like I got to...
It was some thing
where, you know, my wife was sitting there and I think she was more impressed with the gesture than anything I put together on her. We're in our celebrating our 10th anniversary.
He wooed your wife more than you did?
I mean, I got in them draws, so I appreciate it. But
anytime, boss.
Hey, teamwork make the dream work, baby.
shout out to we're in San Francisco. It's our 10th wedding anniversary. Damn, man, we're coming up on 15 here soon, but it was our 10th.
All right, so Clint, get to working. You got a 15th year anniversary.
And Clint was slick with it. Like, what y'all got planned? Because John McClain told me all the restaurants and stuff to go to. And I said we're going to go here for the night or whatever. And I mean, if you know me, you know, hey, I'm not paying for a lot of extra stuff, and I've got questions about extra stuff. That waitress came over to that table with like some champagne. I said, hold on.
Celebrate, baby.
Whose tab is this going on?
I said, I think you got the wrong table. I said, hey, Court, don't touch that glass.
Don't touch that.
hold tight. They said, no, some from Clinton Lauren Sterner.
Oh, they put the whole name out there, huh?
Damn, in San Francisco. Francisco called. That was good. Man, hell, I didn't know. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know we'd known each other long enough to have that portion of our relationship.
I do love.
I said, I got it there. I was like, damn, that was nice. Then I went to the bathroom, and I said, damn,
it's too nice.
The hell he pulled that off? I would have never thought about doing it.
He let that name ring out, too.
I wouldn't even have thought about doing it to her myself. But nah, that was clean. I gotta get it.
Very good. All right, fellas. Y'all have a fantastic show. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.
The Drive is live. Yeah, I'm saying it right with you. I wrote that down. I'm stealing that one. I'm gonna do that to somebody. I'm gonna do that to somebody. But yeah, Rich, just letting you know that margaritas might be paid for. They might be paid for.
Yeah, just let me know where you go, Chief. Let me know where you go, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to old Reg or Reginald, whatever the hell he wants to be called. He's got Red, Reggie, Reginald. I remember when Reggie got here, I said, on paper, I said, I refuse to call that man Reginald. I stalked him on Instagram, stalked him on Facebook. I just didn't get a Reginald. I just didn't get Reginald from him. So I said, I'm going Reg or Reggie. And that's where we are.
Well, it's I told you, it's Reg for me until I throw the last name. If I say the last name, it just doesn't flow right unless
I go
Reginald Atitula. Yeah. Reg Atitula doesn't sound even near as
Reggie.
Distinguished.
Reggie.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Text line coming in. Damn, the Clint, that was generous. That was a generous gesture. It really was.
Well, hell, I mean, you don't get 10-year anniversaries, everybody doesn't get those, man. Those don't come around very often.
Well,
you know?
That was a hell of an idea. Though.
Hopefully I'll get there one day, man. Hopefully I'll live long enough to get there. It's the only reason I wouldn't, babe.
Yeah, she talked about that for 15 minutes at that dinner. Damn, that was really nice. myself. Okay, all right, calm down. I picked the restaurant. Actually, John McClain.
Actually, John McClain.
Yeah. Oh, picked the restaurant. All right, a lot to get to today. A little bit of real or fake coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll do our thing, but draft in 2 days. Draft in 2 days, Clint, and that's interesting. The draft is happening in 2 days, and we heard from the quarterback, the head coach, Will Anderson. Will was allowed to answer most of his questions, but we heard from all of them yesterday, and I think it kind of established a little bit more. Yes, the draft is coming, but we understand this thing is still about CJ, what Nick Haley's going to be able to do, Absolutely. What this offense is going to be able to do. And it's hard to get away from CJ's presser yesterday and the different comments that he made that really caused us to pause a little bit and want to kind of dive in a little deeper on this. CJ Stroud yesterday had a couple of comments. We heard him talk about his relationship with Nick Haley and the start of it right now. But we also heard him talk about some established relationships like his quarterback coach, Gerard Johnson. We know Gerard Johnson, he went up and interviewed to be the OC. That job ultimately went to Nick Haley. And but CJ had some conversations about returning and having him for a third straight year in his career.
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, Gerard is somebody who has, been with me since my rookie season, but also, known me since I was in high school. I was like 16 years old. So for him to, be here and seeing me in those different lights and those different points of my life, it's been cool. So I think it's been great for him, for him and Nick, because, Gerard is specialized in quarterbacks, and I think Nick is going to lean on him a lot in that area. And he's going to give him a lot more responsibility, which I think Gerard is due for, and I think he's going to do great with it. And I told him, he's one of the best coaches I've ever worked with, and just the way he thinks, the way he operates, the fact that he played, and really just a human being he is. And I'm excited to see him elevate just as a coach, and to be, more hands-on is going to be amazing.
All right. I do want to get an overall point from that. But Gerard is getting more responsibility and deserves it, is what CJ said in that bad boy. But this also caught our ears as well as CJ talking about now the adjustment from his first 2 years to Nick Haley and now this thing going closer to where he's comfortable.
He comes from L.A. and New England, and, he's going to bring some of that swag over here. So, that kind of is what I'm used to is, taking control and, being a little more pre-snap, having tools to put my guys in the best position. And that's, something that we really didn't work on these last 2 years. But even those principles I learned from, and it made me better because it added a new element to my game. So be able to just get better and learn from what he did with New England and LA will definitely help me, because I feel those are two schemes that I'm kind of used to, in a sense. Like, that's kind of what I ran and out of Ohio State, what kind of New Orleans does a little bit, and in LA, it's kind of what we ran here these last 2 years. So I'll be able to, put my swag on it and have fun with it. And, he's all about, me taking full ownership and running the show, and that's what I want. So, I'm going to get what I want, and that's really been really cool just to see that he's, like, bought into me, and he doesn't really know me well yet. So, he talked about today having blind trust, and I have a lot of trust in him already, just how he talks and, how he presents in the room and things like that. It's really cool to see.
So we hear from CJ with the connection of those three, himself, the quarterback on the field, the quarterback coach, the one who directly works with him, and then Nick Haley, who is going to be the new OC. And obviously those three are going to be tied and tight together with what happens with CJ Stroud at least next year and the rest of the time they're here. But Clint, when you heard him talking about Gerard, you heard him talking about Nick Haley and in a way talking about how things are going to be for him this year in terms of responsibility, as he said, getting what he wants. Where did that take your mind for this season for CJ Stroud?
Look, I can't speak for everybody out there and how they heard it, but I can speak for how I heard it. And I believe that the pressure is squarely on CJ Stroud and Gerard Johnson. You don't remove an offensive coordinator and an O-line coach. Bring in a guy that's never called plays, and retain everybody else. Give more responsibility to your quarterback coach as he deserves, and give more freedom and control to your quarterback as he deserves going into year three. You don't do that, and then all the pressure remains on the offensive coordinator to do X, Y, and Z and to fix all the problems. Look, Nick Caley's got his work cut out for him. Nick Caley's got a scheme. Nick Caley's got to call plays. But when it comes down to the major problems, not being able to protect the quarterback taking too many hits, the quarterback turning the football over, the quarterback knowing where to go with the football, the quarterback now knowing how to communicate the protections up front to protect himself, how to get in and out of bad plays and into good plays, how to communicate all that, it is squarely on C.J. Stroud and Jerod Johnson. No more passing the buck. No more. There's nobody there. I don't know if they purposely did it, but let the cat out of the bag. Right now, there's no more. Well, Nick Caley didn't get the job done. The OC didn't get the job done. This guy, you know, the communication wasn't here. There, it is squarely on the shoulders of C.J. Stroud and Jerod Johnson. They're both getting more control, more responsibility, more freedom, which ultimately, that position, that coach with more freedom, more responsibility, everything but the play calling duties. That's where the pressure is, big-time pressure this year on those two guys, and we'll see if they can deliver. When he's talking about Jerod Johnson, he's talking about getting more responsibility and he deserves it.
What does that mean?
Well, you're telling us that he was handcuffed last year and he didn't get the responsibility last year to now, hey, part of the deal is this year we're going to keep Jerod Johnson in the house.
Yeah, but Clint, I'm dead-ass serious.
Yeah.
What is more responsibility for a quarterback?
I'll say it like this. There is no doubt about it that Jerod Johnson and Bobby Slowick didn't see football through the same lens last year.
Clearly.
There was nothing that Jerod Johnson could do about it. He's a quarterback coach. You're a position coach. Your job is to, as I'm the offensive coordinator, your job is to communicate what the hell I teach you in my language to our quarterback and make sure our quarterback is physically in shape and mentally knows my plan to go out there and play. That sounds like how it was with Bobby Slowick. Now,
is that uncommon?
No, I don't think it's uncommon. I think you would like for your quarterback and your quarterback coach to get to a point where, you know, they have the freedom that they look like they're going to get. It sounds, the uncommon part of Bobby Slowick is for him to lose his job and for everybody else to keep their job and for guys ultimately to get promotions. It seems like Bobby was obviously very aggressive with it. I would say that's uncommon. I don't think it's uncommon for a lot of, especially if you got a young quarterback coach that's never done it. That guy typically doesn't come in and have a ton of say so in what the hell you're doing offensively. Now, as the year goes along, you have a bunch of struggles. Year one, I doubt there was too much to complain about. Year two, there's a lot of struggles. Now, all of a sudden, you got coaches underneath your OC that are voicing opinions and have opinions and would do things differently. And he wasn't able to do that last year. Now, you've got the voice, you got the responsibility, Jerod Johnson. Now there's no excuse for the quarterback to go out there now that he has more freedom and more responsibility and more tools to put his swag on it, and he's running the show and he's getting what he wants. There's no excuse for you for the quarterback to go out there and not be able to communicate at the line of scrimmage and protect himself. There's no excuse for the quarterback not to go out there and play at an extremely high level, given what we've already seen CJ do, which is play at an extremely high level. And if he doesn't, then it's no longer pinned on the offensive coordinator. At this point in time, it appears that Jerod Johnson and C.J. Stroud are going to have as much control of what the hell is going on as the offensive coordinator is, with the exception of, obviously, the terminology that they use, the playbook, and what play is called in what moment. But it sounds like Jerod Johnson's going to have a strong hand in this, and there ain't no more passing the buck. This is on C.J. and Jerod.
No, yeah. To me, I guess C.J. and Jerod, it feels very much, hey, C.J., what do you want?
Sure does.
Now, he said it. Hell, he said it. I'm going to get what I want. But even more, in that cut, the second cut we played, he spoke of, I love that Nick Caley just has blind faith in me and is going to give up. Like, this is a... And this tells me, Clint, that the decisions were driven around all right, man, we're handing everything over to CJ in comfort with CJ, to a point where you have to come in here and roll with the coaching staff that kind of we have in place and roll with the thought of, hey, CJ is going to have, and I'm not saying this is wrong, I'm just saying this is what it looks like, that CJ is going to be somebody yeah. who is in control, like to the point where this is your first gig, you've never been an OC, yeah. you've never known, you don't know any of these coaches, and you never worked up close with this quarterback who's in the second year that took a step back last year, and it is, hey, man, I'm handing it over to you. Like that to me would, I don't know, it's just common. I'm not saying you wouldn't get to a point of that, but before you walk in the door and you've had a practice, it's all yours. Like that to me tells me, Clint, they said, all right, CJ, we want to put this thing in your hands.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, is it better work? Because once again, you've got unproven guys that have never done it with the responsibility. You got a bunch of unproven guys in the building, right? That's the part here as a Texans fan that you go, ooh. You know, how's this going to go down? How's this going to work? But it's clear at this point in time, based on what they've said, based on what we've heard since they hired Nick Caley, based on all the, you know, flipping all the stones and studying and seeing and checking and reading and covering what's going on over there, it is clear that there was a we're going to keep things as similar as we can on the offense. We're gonna as stable as we can with Gerard Johnson. In fact, we're gonna give Gerard and CJ more power. Now, what offensive coordinator
and the people that CJ's comfortable with?
Yeah, what offensive coordinator can accomplish that with knowing the terminology that he's like? He's been in two different systems and being comfortable with Nick Caserio, and can come in and is gonna allow Gerard Johnson to have a lot of say so. Is gonna allow CJ Stroud to have a lot of say so. It explains how you land on Nick Caley, to be completely honest with you. I'll be honest with you. Everybody knows I'm a fan of hire a guy, turn the reins over to him, and everybody does it his way, and let's all get on one accord. Hire a guy that's got pelts on the walls, yada, 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 okay? That was not the route that they take. Now, the other route is lean into your quarterback coach who you believe at some point is going to be an offensive coordinator. Keep things as comfortable and as stable and as similar as possible to the previous year around that quarterback, and hire an offensive coordinator that you know is not going to ruffle feathers and not going to have a problem with people having input in his offense. Looks like that's the route they took.
The more and more I hear, I'm surprised they didn't turn it over to Gerard.
Would have made more sense.
I'm surprised.
That's what I was thinking was going to happen. Remember, that was what I was betting.
I didn't think they were going to do that because I thought they were going to go with somebody with more experience. But now when they've done this and now that we're starting to see, it's like come on, listen, you've been in the NFL longer, more obviously inside of it more than I have. I just don't think it's real common. Like, hey man, it's a second year quarterback that going to his third year that had a great 1 year, but a second year that kind of took a step back to where before we have a practice, like we're working together type of deal. And
if it works, Ron, it could be beautiful, because you do pull in what they claim is a really, really, really good coach. It's got a lot of experience in a couple of different systems. That knows the game, pass game and run game, from coaching tight ends in two different systems. So there's some big value there. The question becomes, you still have a lack of experience in play design, play call, play creation, managing a game. You still have a major, major lack of experience there. How do you make up for it? Your quarterback and your quarterback coach looks like they're the ones that the task is going to be laid at their feet.
All right, the Astros with a big-time performance. How about a real comfortable, just chill game, because their ace was on the mound and the bats gave them some action again against the Blue Jays. We'll discuss that coming up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
This ball hit well to right field, going back Springer. That ball's going to be off the wall. Cam Smith being waved home. He's going to score the first run of the game. RBI double for Zach DiZenzo, 1-0 Astros.
How about Big Zach D in the building?
Big old Zach D.
Zach pulled out that big bat yesterday and let it ride.
DC.
Zach said, D's nuts.
Ha! Got him.
Sorry, brother. the Astros, big win, getting the series started off right yesterday. And, you really need some... some laughers, man. Some cool, like 7-0, 8-2 ball games, and the Astros win 7-0. And Hunter Brown obviously went off. He's what is he on, a 24 inning?
Yeah, buddy.
Streak right now.
Kid is feeling it.
And in that span, 24 strikeouts to 3 walks. But Clint, we have seen the pitching staff throw the ball pretty well. We've watched that. Now we're looking at it, and this is how you win and create some separation to get on a run here. You got a good start from now Hunter Brown. Before him, Framber just gives up 2 runs over the weekend. All of the starters gave up 2 runs. This is how you get going. But
it feels huge.
They needed the bats to get going, and Clint, It was the dudes in the order that you don't normally think are going to be the ones to come through for the Astros.
Yeah, this had me good and turned on. I don't know if you're watching that game last night. I'll be honest with you. I'm sitting there. I got my 16-month-old in my lap. She's going to sleep. She done dozed off. And guess what? Old daddy did. Old daddy's old head done bobbled on down there.
And I dozed down off with her.
0-0, Ron. Boy, I hear the wife come out of the room behind me because she's coming out of the room with a 3-year-old, putting her down. Boom, old head pops up. It's 4-0. I said, what in the end?
You're just in time to see Zach come in with that nice slide at the plate.
No, it was 4-0. I'm dead. I was like, what the hell happened here? How'd that happen so fast?
7 f***ing times.
So I hit that rewind button.
Oh, you went back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hit that rewind button and got good and turned on, man. Number one, just in general, I mean, that old buddy for the Blue Jays was mowing us down. I mean,
a good pitching matchup. Absolutely. Kevin Gausman's really good.
To date, one of the best pitchers this year in the bigs and has been dealing. And so you're sitting there going, boy, this guy's on. I don't know how we can we manage a couple runs? How quickly can we get to the bullpen kind of deal? And I wake up and we done put 4 on his ass. So I rewind it and I realize, hell, it's the bottom of the lineup that did this damage. And so I go on back, and I'm watching all of it, and I'll be damned if – was Cam Smith first? Was it Cam Smith that let it off? Pushed a single through the right side of the infield. And then who was after
and
Cam?
Then Rogers.
Rogers pushed a single to the right, like a little bloop single, I think, to right field, right center field, maybe center. And then DeZinzo – goes with a pitch and hits it off the right field wall, right? And then, of course, Altuve comes up. He don't believe in right field. He unless he's off balance and punching something, he is going to pull the hell out of it. He pulls one down the line.
Really, really happy.
The way in which it all happened, the way just guys hitting the ball where it's pitched, the opposite field single, the opposite field P-Rod off the wall just absolutely turns me on. The fact that it was the bottom of the lineup that was doing it, I would prefer that the bottom line not need to do it.
But you take wherever you can get. Right,
absolutely,
now.
The fact that they were the ones that were able to get it done, man, was really impressive, man. Along with a little help from Altuve, 4-0. I just the oppo heavy assault on one of the best pitchers in baseball was a beautiful thing to watch. The throw,
yeah,
the
Strohs came out of nowhere. Right there. Like it didn't. Yeah. They didn't really have a lot of life. It's the bottom of the fifth. It just comes out of nowhere.
Well, he was, I mean, he was straight dealing.
He was matching Hunter. Yeah.
Him and Hunter were both just absolute dealing. And I'm sitting there going, man, how's it going to happen? And it was a beautiful thing to see, man. Cam Smith is coming around. That in itself is a beautiful thing to see. Now you got Zach DeZinzo who's hitting it well. Brendan Rodgers, kid at second
Yiner
base.
Yiner got a hit
kid.
Last night.
Yiner got him a hit. Yeah, man. So, look, the way it all started, the way they cracked that thing open with them young fellas doing most of the work was fun to watch. And the way in which they did it got me good and turned on now.
And by the way, Zach DeZinzo will be in the lineup today. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he played first base last night if they gave Christian Walker a day off. I think, right, Espada already said it, right? Joe Espada.
He ended his comment. He'll be in the lineup today. He said he'd be in the lineup tomorrow because he said it yesterday,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, tomorrow. So he'll be in the lineup again, of course. He goes 2-for-3 with 2 doubles. His ass better be in the lineup.
Well, he's playing a good first base. He can play multiple positions. It is going to be interesting when you look at what Zach DeZinzo's, because it's convincing. I mean, he has been pretty good with you know, in a small sample size. And then all of a sudden, you know, he just goes off last night. I mean, you look at one of them balls could have got out of the park. I mean, he could have had an even bigger night than he did against some really, really good pitching. So what do you do with Zach DeZinzo? That's the question. The good thing is he can play so many positions that it's not going to be hard to keep his bat in the lineup.
Yeah, 2 doubles, a walk. Like, that's a big night. And I just want to take this time. And I am genuine. Forrest Whitley.
Got in, didn't he?
And he got in. Perfect time to get in for Forrest, to get him mm-hmm. in here.
I'm a real boy.
Forrest goes not one, but he goes 2 innings, no hits, no runs, 2 Ks, no walks, and shuts the door and walks right out, has him a good first performance. So
he got through the meat of their lineup, too, now.
Hell yeah, man. Atta kid.
Can I wet blanket this thing for a minute?
No! Stop
like,
it.
Look, like I, look people, I'm a, like I'm the a, people from the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line who says they scored 7 yesterday, so that means they'll get shut out today.
Hey, I'm talking about Forrest. Like it was impressive, but I'm gonna tell you, Vlad hit two balls that could have been trouble. I mean, I can't remember who it was to start off with. Had Cam Smith up against the wall out there in right
field.
They
weren't trouble.
I mean, there was no. You're right. I mean, it happens. I mean, but there was a couple of screamers off them Blue Jay bats. But it's good to see old Force get out there. He can damn sure sling it, can't he?
He needs everything he can get right now, baby. He needs it. Someone said, "Stop it, Clint. You're not supposed to get me baseball horny."
Oh, yeah, I get you. Hey, it wasn't me.
Zach DeCenzo got you.
It was
Zach
Stroh's.
Zach came in with that big D and let it go.
Yeah. What, we sitting at 11-11 now, about 500? Is that 11-11?
That's come about on. 500. Yep. That's it.
Come on.
That's it. All right, coming up as we continue, the Rockets, they will get ready for game two, and they get another day off, by the way. That kind of sucks. That does help an older Warriors team a little bit more than the younger Rockets. But they get an extra day off, and they will get ready for a must-win. And we'll talk about that more leading up to it. But what feels like a must-win in Game 2, and I think there is one major, major question, one major, major question that needs to be posed to Ime Udoka. We'll discuss what that question is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
If they could just find some level of consistency, I think they actually could, at least in this series, maybe not win a championship, but I think in this series, they could do this thing by committee without a clear superstar. I think Alper Şengün is a good enough star to get you through it. If the other guys can just simply show up, show up, don't have your backcourt go 3 of 30 something or 3 of 20, whatever it was, like it was unacceptable. It was beyond just these guys don't have stars. They don't have consistent performers, like dudes that just show up for the game and just start in their role, play in their role. Yeah. To Alper Şengün's credit, he did that. To Jabari Smith Jr.'s credit, he did that. And that might be somebody that needs a little bit more of an increased role, at least on offense, since these guys can't shoot worth a damn, and he's one of the few who can. So to me, it's the offensive identity crisis that they have and the consistency issues that they've had pretty much throughout the season.
All right, that's Brandon Scott right there. He was on In the Loop earlier today. He'll be on with us for his Rockets report tomorrow at 4:40, and I can't wait. He seems to be amped about this thing, and it'll be going into game night to see what his thoughts are on that. But Clint, like, he talked about consistency, but it did slip into an area that I want to talk about when he talked about that backcourt. And Clint, to me, the conversation, there's a lot of things that to be had, right? As you said, man, like, looks, sometimes you're just going to miss shots, right? Sometimes, you know, you're not going to hit shots. I don't think they're going to shoot that bad. Now, they're not a great shooting team, but that was just awful. 39%. Like, I think they got more than 85 points in them, right? But to me, Clint, the conversation in a lot of different ways, Clint, for Udoka has to be with Fred VanVleet. Something has to change with his approach. I would say, Clint, he was by far the person I was most disappointed in, right? More disappointed in him than Jalen Green, who went 3 for 15 and struggled. More disappointed in him than Amen Thompson, who I didn't think was aggressive enough. And anybody else out there. Because, Clint, he has the most experience of anybody on the team. He's played that Warriors team and won a championship in Toronto against that team. He's played with Kawhi. He's played with Siakam. He's played, and he knows there is no way in hell, Clint, with Jalen Green and Şengün and Thompson and Jabari Smith and all those guys out there that he should ever lead the team in shot attempts. Especially when he's 4 for 19. He almost got up 20 shots. That has to change. 13 threes he took. Well, Clint, he must have been hot, right? No. He only made 2. So, to me, there has got to be, his game has to change as much as anybody's, Clint. Or they got to really, in their mind, think of something with him.
Yeah, look, I put this squarely on Ime Udoka. I mean, there's
Fred's got to wear a little bit.
No, I mean, they've all got to play better. There's no doubt about it. But to me, I mean, he couldn't, like, Fred couldn't not take those shots. They're all wide open. I mean, the majority of the shots that he continued to take, even though he was cold, hell, he could, as an NBA player, as a former champion, as a point guard, starting guard in this league, he had to take those shots, right? The truth of the matter is the ball shouldn't have been in his hands. The truth of the matter is, I mean, there's nothing that Fred VanVleet does, with the exception of when stuff gets a little bit carried away and out of control and out of whack and things need to be settled. I understand the Fred VanVleet, and I've been a big fan of that aspect of this team, and I think it's much needed. But when you look at that game the other night, like him dribbling the ball up the floor and standing there and throwing it to Şengün at the top of the key and letting Şengün do his thing, Jalen can do that. Amen Thompson can do that. There was nothing that he's bringing to the table in any capacity that is Jalen Green and Amen Thompson can't do. Now, I understand. I'm not saying that those guys are as good a point guard as Fred VanVleet can be and has been in the past. But Fred VanVleet is not the caliber scorer where he's going to create and shoot over people. Like I said yesterday, 51 is locking him up. That can't be the case for the guy that's got the ball in his hand predominantly in a game. And to be honest with you, when you're kicking the ball out to him, he's got to take those open shots. I would rather a cold Jalen Green be taking those shots, or I would rather Amen Thompson be catching that thing and cutting to the rack again. So, look, the cold shooting is obviously an issue in game one. And you're not going to win with that level of cold shooting. But the blind trust or the unbreakable commitment to Fred VanVleet, to me, is what has to change. If you're going to win this series, you've got to find a way for Jalen Green to get his ass going, and you got to commit to him, and you got to die with him. You can't die with, to your point, Fred VanVleet taking 20 damn shots and 13 threes. That can't be the case.
But that's why I think a bit of it is, not a bit of it, some of it is on Fred. Because
well, sure, yeah,
Fred, I mean, Fred has got to be the one to say, hey, I'm going to get us good shots. What did you say?
But
when
he's
you came
not.
In? I know, but what did you say when you came in yesterday? You said it felt like they ran about four different offenses.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand Fred VanVleet and the point guard aspect of Fred VanVleet. I understand the true point guards and their ability to facilitate in a certain offense. What offense are we running?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I think it's got to be amongst Fred to settle them down and run sets.
But I don't think there is anything. Like, we've talked about this all year long, Ron. We've talked about this all year long with the Rockets of, like, how what are they running? And game in, game out, Shingun's responsibilities change. Amen Thompson's responsibility. And I'm talking about just the offense running through those guys, their aggressiveness. Are they standing by the three-point line? Are they handling the ball and being more aggressive? It's just changed so much. Like, I just don't know how Fred VanVleet, other than when things have gone haywire, calming things down, I just don't see where the value is. I mean, look how it changed. What was that? Was that the start of the second half when they were down 16 or whatever, and it was clear they wanted Jalen Green and Amen Thompson handling the ball and getting downhill, running the two-man games with Shingun, getting to the rack? Like, that's one offense, right? And then the just giving it to Shingun at the top of the key and letting him work one-on-one, working your mismatch, was the other offense. It wasn't like there was some kind of big motion offense where Fred VanVleet is all of a sudden getting guys great shots and he's facilitating. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, when he was on the floor, like, clearly you know they have offensive sets.
Well, yeah,
When he was on the floor, they
not sure what they are, but yeah.
When he was on the floor, they weren't running consistent good offense.
Agreed.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Amen Thompson in the playoffs against the Warriors, I can kind of understand it if he's running the point. Holiday, I can understand. I had the expectation that Fred, you stop shooting the damn thing so much and that you start to get, like, at some point it's like, hey, let's force this thing that Ime doesn't have to come out and coach each possession. Yeah. Let's force this thing to try to get Shingun the ball. Let's force this thing to get matchups. But what it seemed to come around to was ending in his hands. And some of it was through penetration and he's spotting up. But ending in his hands and shooting. I just have the expectation that he helped Jalen Green get going. That he helped Shingun exploit that matchup more. That ball went away from him far too much late. There was at no point that they got isolations with him on Draymond or him on to take advantage of those matchups. And I put that on Fred. And to me, if the offense is going to look as rough as it does at times, and it ends with Fred taking, Fred took more threes than Amen Thompson
took shots.
and Jabari Smith took shots combined.
Yeah.
They took 12
right.
combined. He took 13 threes, let alone the 19 he took all together. That's just my thing. I think Fred has a value out there. But if it ends with Fred taking 20 shots, then to me, I'd much rather feel comfortable with it being Amen Thompson and Jalen and Dylan Brooks and Smith and Shingun out there.
Yep.
Even though I think Fred is the calming one that has the most experience, but even if Fred had a big game tonight, let's say Fred is 10 for 19 instead of 4 for 19 or 11 for 19 and three of those are threes, that is not going to be the recipe for you to win this series. If Fred's role is the shooter.
I agree. And I'm going to go back to B. Scott's audio that Tyler played on the way in. He talked about consistency with the guys you got, and he talked about identity. I don't think you fix the identity problem. This conversation in itself tells you there's no identity. What offense are you running? Who's the guy? What's going on? Who should take more shots? They don't even know. Let me tell you, Golden State knows exactly who's going to take shots and who's going to play more minutes and who's going to get the made priority when it matters the most, who's going to be on the floor, right? The most teams do. You're not solving the identity. This is where I'm at with the Rockets. You're not solving the identity crisis that the Rockets are in right now. They're going to run multiple offenses. They're going to look like different teams, and there's going to be different people calling the shots throughout a game. I get that part of it. You got to lean into the consistency, and the consistency part of it is I think it's going to struggle the whole series, all the playoffs, but you got to at least, in my opinion, the high-ceiling guys that can create for others have to be out there. And you've got a couple of those guys that you've leaned into all year long. It's time to lean into them in a bigger capacity, in my point. And that's Amen Thompson and Jalen Green.
Yeah. No, and Jalen, Amen Thompson, and then the matchups that Şengün gets.
Yep.
That he has, obviously, that he has. He had 26. Like, they should have that ball should have been finding his hands.
Yeah.
To start.
Well, you put
him in. He will at least get you a good shot if it's not one from him, and he's a good passer.
Right.
And it just never found his hands.
There's ways to attack that, right, Ron? Like, obviously, hey, man, let's give it to him at the top of the key. Let's let him face up and do something. All right, let's give it to him with his back okay. Yeah. Now, how about pick and roll. How about I beat my man because I'm so explosive and I force his defender to come off of him a little bit. Now I can throw him the oop. Now I can get it to him in the lane and get an easy bucket. That's the part that, to me, Fred VanVleet just doesn't bring to the table often enough, and you've got guys that can. It's a risk that I would be willing to take because I don't think the safe option is going to win this series.
Right, yeah. Fred taking 20 shots can't be the recipe.
Right, and to answer your question, because I feel like I've danced all around it, what to do with Fred VanVleet is limit his minutes.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Especially if he is not adding to the role that you need him to add to. Right? I can see him finishing if he is the guy, the veteran presence out there, and he has put you in good spots. But if it's like the other day, yeah, they got some decisions to make. Coming up, Texas draft is in a couple of days, and I'll be honest, there is one player that has been in the conversation of potentially going to the Texans for months now. I hope the Texans decide not to get him. I just don't like the fit here. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.